Data then is the raw materials that needs processing to become information. So data's numbers, raw facts, events, that sort of thing. On its own, pretty meaningless, and then you get information once it's been processed. You can have quantitative information, which is anything that can be measured, and qualitative, which is anything that cannot be measured. All good information should be accurate, and remember the ACCCURATE, etc. So it should be accurate, complete, cost-beneficial, understandable, relevant, accessible, timely, and easy to use. The word accurate. Simple bar charts then, nice and straightforward. You can see by the height of the bar or the width of the bar, which is the biggest, which is the smallest, what the trend is, etc. You can have a component bar chart, which then takes each bar and just splits it into various things, could be the different products that you've sold. Then you get histograms, where you need to look at the area of kind of like the bar chart, okay, and those histograms could have equal intervals or unequal intervals. You have an ogive graph, which looks at the cumulative amount of things that have happened up to a certain point. Then are the cumulative amount of things that have happened up to the next certain point. So it keeps growing, okay, because it's all cumulative. Scatter diagrams, you look at one dependent variable, one independent variable, and then just match them up together, see if one really is dependent on the independent one or not. So you'll have a scatter of different plots on a graph. The closer to the line of best fit they are, the more correlated they are.